Here's how to get to the next level. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 188. Welcome to the world's longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. I'm John Hubler. As an athletic scholarship coach and a recruiting author, I want to help you as a family succeed in the recruiting world and get a scholarship for your student-athlete. I'm a dad of two scholarship athletes myself and also the CEO of Recruit Me. Well, our sponsor is the newly released Athletic Scholarship 24-Month Recruiting Planner and Journal, your all-in-one resource for a successful recruiting experience. It is indeed available on Amazon now, and if you got Prime, you can have it in a couple days. We just had a celebration on Saturday, celebrating the official release of the planner, 350-plus pages that will just be your resource, your place to go, and I'm so excited about this. I think it's a groundbreaking tool for every recruiting family, so go get it on Amazon. We celebrated with a Facebook Live, and I did a little show and tell. Since then, I've even improved the planner a little bit more, and you were there. Thank you if you were there. I appreciate you coming along and had some good comments and questions, and I'll tell you what. We gave away two planners and also two of my playbooks, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, and I'm going to announce the winners here in just a few moments. I also have a special announcement to make on this episode of the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, and I'll get to that in a moment as well. And yes, we're going to dive right in here soon to something that I think will help you get to the next level as you do your scholarship pursuit. And I want to rocket you to the next level if I can. I got three things and a bonus to share with you and let you know about. So we'll get to that here in just a second, but let me announce the winners. Two winners of the brand new planner and journal. And these are going out in order to protect privacy. I'm just going to mention first name or first name and last initial. Darlene L., you have won the Planner and Journal 24-month edition, and also Brandon E., you have won as well. And I gave away two of my books that's been out for a while, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, been out a couple years, but these two winners will get the brand new edition when it comes out in a couple weeks, updated and everything. And Shelly B., you are the first winner of this. And Gary B., you are also a winner of the brand new revised Athletic Scholarship Playbook. So went ahead and gave those away. Still have a special announcement coming for you in just a few minutes, but I don't wait any longer to get into the meat of this episode. And what I'm going to share with you are three things that will help you jump to the next level in this recruiting experience. Because I know it can be a maze. There's a lot of activity going on. You want to do the right things and have the right activity. So I'll be diving into these for you right now. So here's the first one. The first thing you can do to get to the next level, action produces traction. Remember that. I say that all the time, and I really mean it, is to contact 10 coaches this month. So here we sit on the 10th of March, and I'm going to ask you to contact 10 coaches this month. If you've already contacted coaches and you got conversations going, I'm going to ask you to contact 10 more. If you're just getting out of the gate here, contact your first 10 coaches this month. You can do a lot of planning, and that's why I wrote the planner. But if you don't take what's in the planner, if you don't take what's in your head, or whether you've written it down on paper or what, if you don't take that and put it into action, you're not going to get anywhere. So I want to get you going here. I want to give you a kick. So 10 coaches, that's your assignment. You got like 3 weeks here. You can do it, all right? Do 3 or 4 a week. You'll get 10 this month. Set aside time for the next 3 Thursdays to do this, and you'll accomplish it. So 10 coaches. What do you do when you contact them? Do you just say, hey, coach, and that's it? I mean, what do you do? I want you to do two things. First, write a really good introductory email. one that introduces you as the athlete. Remember, we want the athlete to be sending this, not the parents. They want to hear from the athlete, so athlete letting them know that they are interested personally. So you send the coach a personal email. Dear Coach Smith, Dear Coach Brown, whoever it is, make sure you personalize it. You want to include the name of the school in the email. I am excited about the possibility of competing at Clemson. Whatever school that is, each coach, each school, personalized in there. Short paragraphs. All you need are four or five paragraphs. This is an introductory email. You make this too long, the coach is just going to skim it and isn't going to see what you deem is important. Sure, you can bold certain words and certain phrases so they stand out. Yeah, you can do that, but make sure the email is short. Introducing you as a person. Also, sharing two or three of your athletic achievements so they know a little bit about you. So shoot that, maybe in the second paragraph. And then talk in the next paragraph about your academics. What can you say about your academics? And then in the fourth paragraph, why you want to contribute and how you will contribute to that program. How will you make a difference at that school through your talents and maybe through who you are as an individual? You might be a great leader. You might be an encourager. Whatever you might be, maybe you're just as steady as can be and you're so consistent. What can you pull out to share with the coach? So send that email with your resume or your profile. If you have my book, you've got the sample profile in there. If you have the recruitment system, you have that in there, the sample profile. But you can always go online and just put college prospect profile, athlete college prospect profile. Just do a Google search and look at the images, and you're going to get a few of them in there. But it's one page introducing you a little bit further, a little bit more deeply, and information about you as a student athlete. Parent, you can help your son or daughter work on this. So it's one page resume that is really your sales pitch to the coach. So you got an email that introduces you, so that's personal. And then you've got this resume or profile, one page, that they can look at that and they can tell a lot about you by the stats that you include, by the achievements, both athletic and academic. You can list those. They can hear some of your heart in a narrative section. They can also see what other coaches, what your coaches are saying about you in another narrative section, as well as contact information, grade point average, test scores, that type of thing. But check that out in my playbook, or you can also go online. And in fact, right now, you can go online to my website, recruitme.com, and there is a sample player profile as far as with the free stuff that I'm offering there. So go to recruitme.com and get that. And in that, you'll have a sample player profile that you can use to send to 10 coaches this month. Don't just pass this off, but make a commitment to do that. This could take your recruiting experience to the next level, greater success, because you're going to start conversations with this. If you're just getting started, this is a great way to get out of the gate. If you're already in this process, this could revive you. And you're smarter now than when you first sent your profiles out, maybe a few months ago or a couple years ago, and you can do this much better this time. So that's the first thing that you can do to get to the next level. Here's a second thing you can do. This is to get evaluated. You want to know where you stand in the midst of other recruits. Are you a D1 recruit, D2, D3, whatever it might be? What, as far as your skill level, your talent level, I mean, we tend as parents, and that's mainly the folks who are listening to this podcast, we tend as parents to either overrate or underrate our son or daughter. Well, this is the hardest thing to do. Can you really give an honest evaluation of your kid? No, we can't do that. We need somebody else who is a third party, not just any third party, but someone who is experienced, who sees prospective athletes and can tell you where your son or daughter fits in. Ways you can get this done is you can attend a camp or two, and you might be doing that this summer, already planning on doing that. Whether it's an instructional camp or a recruiting camp, man, this is an opportunity to ask a college coach or more than one at the camp, tell me about my talents. Where would I, will I fit in? Where do you think is the kind of school I need to be applying for and attempting to be recruited by? Find this out. It may be, you're going to hear some things you might not want to hear, and you may be surprised in a good way of other things you want to hear. But ask the coach to be honest with you. You can do that at one or two camps and get that information that you need to help you zero in on the schools that are going to rise to the top, and you can zero in on as far as your target for recruiting. You may know a qualified coach on the high school level or club level who is excellent at evaluating athletes. Maybe this coach has connections with schools and they're good at getting helping athletes get scholarships, getting placed in colleges, in good programs. And I would go to that person if you've got the relationship and have them evaluate you and let you know where they think you might fit in. Another source could be a former college coach that may be in your area. So check that out. So a camp or two, a qualified high school or club coach who has successfully placed kids in colleges, in programs, and a former college coach. So that's the second thing. Get evaluated. Before I go on to the third one, I just can't hold this in any longer. So here's what I've got going here, a special announcement. And this will run through Sunday. I have, as part of the celebration of the recruiting planner and journal, I've done something here, and I have knocked down the price on the RecruitMe 3.0 system. It normally sells for $127, and I got it down to $47 through Sunday night at midnight. $47. Now, this is as low, I don't think I've gone this low before. You can get the whole thing. Everything is available digitally, download, instant access. All you got to do is go to recruitme.com/system. I'll have a link in my show notes as well. recruitme.com/systems. System, go ahead and get it. It's only till Sunday night at midnight. That's the deadline. And then it goes back up to its $127 price. $80 off. $80 off. You've been thinking about the system, go get it. It comes with a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee. You get that as well. Check it out, the RecruitMe system, step by step to an athletic scholarship. You can do this thing on your own. I believe that. I've seen it happen over and over again. I want to equip you to get that scholarship on your own. All right? If you get the RecruitMe system, this lays it out. It's got video in it where I instruct you. It's got audio, and it's also got digital right there, digital documents and materials will help you walk through it step by step. It's the best thing going out there. And I've been at this for almost 20 years. It gets better and better each year. And you can have it for $47. RecruitMe.com/system. Okay, now back to the show. Yeah. Okay, the last thing, except it's not the last, I'm going to give you a bonus tip as well. What you can do to get to the next level, and this is something that very few families do. And that is start an accountability group. Start an accountability group. Why is this important? Well, in the planner, which, by the way, you can get that on Amazon as well as the playbook, but the planner really walks you through how to set goals. You write down the goals. But you can have goals on paper, but what's going to keep you on task, on target to achieve those goals? Accountability. You can have family accountability, parent and athlete, but man, you're going to get tired of each other. You need somebody from the outside. So get together with two or three other families that are going through this process. Get it out of your head that you're competing with each other. You could be the same the families that are going after the same scholarships, same sports. You're just not going to compete against each other. Most likely, you're going to help each other. You're going to lift each other up. So meet on a regular basis, whether it be monthly, weekly, bi-weekly. You work through your goals and you hold each other accountable for reaching those goals, for hitting deadlines, for accomplishing tasks in the recruiting process. For instance, I've asked you to contact 10 coaches this month, by the end of this month. What's going to keep you on task? I'm not going to come back and ask you personally whether you've contacted 10 coaches. But I guarantee you, if you're in an accountability group with other families, yeah, somebody's going to ask you. And because they're going to ask you, you're going to get it done. And this is that same process through the whole recruiting experience. So get in an accountability group. Be one of the less than 1% that does that. All right? So that's the third thing. And that might be the most important one. And then the bonus one I want to throw in here, I didn't share this the other day on the Facebook Live, but I'm going to share this here. And that's this. If you want to get to the next level, write things down. I'm in bonus time here too, by the way, over 15 minutes. So I'm bonus time, overtime. But write things down. You can have things in your head. You can have conversations with coaches. You can have good intentions, but if you don't write them down, you're going to forget them. Whether you have Post-its that you carry around, I carry index cards around. And when I have an idea, I write it down. Or I'll send myself an email if I don't have anything to write it down on. But the point is, I get it down, whether it be electronically or on paper. So do that. Write it down so you have something to refer back to. You've got action points, ideas, commitments that you've made, goals that you've set, whatever it is, conversations you've had with coaches, you got to write that down. Visits to schools, write down your impressions, write out the strengths, the weaknesses. And that's what the planner is all about. It's about writing it down. It's 24 months, 350 pages of writing things down. You're going to have a history and a log of your entire recruiting experience in one place. You're going to have a go-to resource. It's right here. It's in your hands. And you're logging everything. You may think it's tedious, but man, you are going to be miles ahead of any other athlete if you do that, any other family, parent, and athlete. So write it down. There you go. I feel like I barked at you for 15 minutes. It's called enthusiasm. And want to cut through the clutter. You might be doing something else as you listen to this podcast. I work out while I listen to my podcasts. I've got several I listen to. I don't know what you do, but want to make sure that you get these points, and I want to help you be successful. So again, thank you for celebrating with me on the release, the grand opening, the official release of the Athletic Scholarship 24-month Recruiting Planner and Journal. It's available on Amazon, and congratulations to all my winners who entered on the Facebook Live, Gary and Brandon and Darlene and Shelley, thank you so much for entering, and congratulations to all of you. Well, I'll be back with you again next week. God bless you. Have a wonderful recruiting week. Go get them.